The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. So in the Raleigh-Cary area, we have West Side Story, presented by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, on Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m. Also have The Taming by Justice Theater Project, produced at Peace College on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. The Fall of the House of Usher by Applause, Cary Youth Theater in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown by Raleigh Little Theater in their Sutton Theater on Sunday, November 3rd, 5 p.m. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 9th, 2 p.m. Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Black Nativity by Justice Theater Project in Stewart Theater at NCSU's Tally Student Union on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. Over in the Durham and Chapel Hill area, we've got Waters Rise by Women's Theater Festival at Shadowbox Studios on Saturday, October 12th at 1:30 p.m. Cabaret by Hoof and Horn Theater in Duke University's Rubenstein Arts Center on Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. Dairyland at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Durham 150 Closing Ceremony at the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, on November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale, also at DPAC, on Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. Ragtime at Playmakers in Chapel Hill, Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. In the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, got three shows by Triad Stage. Dracula will be on November 9th at 2 p.m. A Christmas Carol on December 15th at 2 p.m. And It's a Wonderful Life radio play on December 21st at 2 p.m. We'll switch over to movies now. The following theaters show movies with audio description. This is the North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. Also in Raleigh is the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. These are all Regal theaters, and Regal has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about showtimes of these movies playing in their theaters. There's one number. It's 844-462-7342. And you simply dial that number and follow the menu prompts to find out when your movie is playing. And that number again is 844-462-7342. And I'll repeat it after I go through the movie list. And so, speaking of the movie list, we've got opening this week, Joker, which is rated, it's rated R, and it's playing at the North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, White Oak, Beaver Creek, and Timberline. Basically, all of these theaters are showing Joker. Next, we've got the holdovers. Abominable, which opened last week, is rated PG. It also plays at all of these theaters. Ad Astra, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Angel Has Fallen is rated R, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, and Briar Creek. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads, the White Oak, and the Timberline. Downton Abbey, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, White Oak, and Beaver Creek. It's basically every place except for the Timberline. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, rated PG-13. Plays everywhere except Beaver Creek and Timberline. Good Boys, rated R, plays at North Hills and Crossroads. Hustlers, rated R, plays everywhere except Timberline. It, Chapter 2, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Judy, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except Beaver Creek and Timberline. Overcomer, rated PG, plays at North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13, plays only at Crossroads. Rambo Last Blood, rated R, plays everywhere except Timberline. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, rated PG-13, plays at Beaver Creek in Apex. The Angry Birds Movie 2, rated PG, plays at Beaver Creek in Apex. The Lion King, rated PG, plays North Hills in Raleigh and Beaver Creek in Apex. Toy Story 4, rated G, plays at Beaver Creek in Apex. And that's the whole shebang on the movies there. And now, once again, to find out when your movie is playing, then you want to call the Regal telephone number, which is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. Simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll be on top of what times the movies are playing. And if you didn't catch everything I was saying about where they're playing, they got that information there too. So a closer look at the plays now in the Raleigh-Cary area. Once again, West Side Story by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. It's Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m., The World's Greatest Love Story takes to the streets of New York in the landmark Tony Award-winning musical West Side Story. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as two young, idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the, quote, American Jets and the Puerto Rican Sharks. From the first note to the final breath, West Side Story will captivate you with its poignant and powerful story and inspiring musical score, including memorable songs Maria, I Feel Pretty, America, and more. Tickets start at $30.15 and run up to $87.15. Reservations can be made by calling 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. The Taming by Justice Theater Project at Peace College is Thursday. I'm sorry. Make that Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. It's written by Lauren Gunderson and directed by Jerry Lynn Schulke. The entire history and reality of this country is insane. So the way I see it, the crazier your plan, the better. In this hilarious, raucous, all-female power play inspired by Shakespeare's Shrew, beauty contestant Catherine has political aspirations to match her ambitions. All she needs to revolutionize the American government is the help of one ultra-conservative senator's aide on the cusp of a career breakthrough and one bleeding-heart liberal blogger who will do anything for her cause. Well, that and a semi-historically accurate ether trip. Here's looking at you, America. Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets for users of the audio description service, so consider taking advantage of this on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Their number is 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Give them a call, make a couple reservations, and check out The Taming by Justice Theater Project. The Fall of the House of Usher by Applause Cary Youth Theater in the Cary Arts Center. This will also be on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. It's adapted by Tim Kelly from the classic tale by Edgar Allan Poe. In this adaptation of one of Poe's most famous works, Roderick Usher and his beautiful sister fall victim to disease, death, and premature burial in their decaying mansion. This will be directed by local theater icon Samantha Corey. Tickets are $10. There are no phone orders available for this. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. Charles Schulz's beloved comic comes to life in Clark Gesner's classic musical, And the Whole Gang Is Here. Bossy Lucy is hopelessly in love with piano prodigy Schroeder, who doesn't give her the time of day. Perfectionist Sally is still mocking blanket-toting Linus. Snoopy is in the doghouse, and blockhead himself, Charlie Brown, is in rare form. Based on the comic strip by Charles M. Schulz, with book, music, and lyrics by Clark Gesner, additional dialogue by Michael Mayer, additional music and lyrics by Andrew Lippa. The tickets are $17 for adults. Children 12 and under are $10. Remember that Raleigh Little Theater always offers a buy one, get one free for users of the audio description, so you can get a ticket for yourself and one for your driver. And their number is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Next is Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, by North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Trailblazers, activists, sisters, and best friends, Sadie and Bessie Delaney, both over 100 years old, take audiences on an inspiring and entertaining journey as they recount the triumphant stories of their lives, from growing up in Raleigh, North Carolina, as the daughters of a former slave, to integrating a New York suburb during the Harlem Renaissance. This Tony Award-nominated adaptation of the real-life sisters' memoirs is a funny and heartfelt family drama you won't want to miss. Tickets start at $30, run up to $79, and their number at North Carolina Theater is 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. Best Christmas pageant ever, once again, Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Black Nativity, Justice Theater Project in Stewart Theater at the Tally Student Union at North Carolina State University on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. We'll get the full story on those over the later show. Moving into the Durham and Chapel Hill area, we've got Waters Rise by Women's Theater Festival, playing at the Shadowbox Studios on October 12th, 1:30 p.m. It's written by Justine Weisinger. Aliens, Flooding, Moral Dilemmas, Guns. It's a comedy, we swear. In this surprising comedy, climate change has made it so that almost every town is flooded. To make matters worse, there's been a bit of an alien invasion, and the government is not being entirely transparent about it. It's a battle between suits and souls, as roommates Holly and Sarah try to decide how wicked they're willing to be in order to survive. Then we have Cabaret by Hoof and Horn Theater in Duke University's Rubenstein Arts Center on Friday, October 18th at 8 p.m. Set in a Berlin nightclub as the 1920s draw to a close, Cabaret explores the dark and tumultuous life of Berlin's natives and expatriates as Germany slowly yields to the emerging Third Reich, while the master of ceremonies assures the audience that they will forget all their troubles at the cabaret. Cliff, a young American writer, is immediately taken by English singer Sally Bowles. Meanwhile, Fraulein Schneider, proprietor of Cliff and Sally's boarding house, tentatively begins a romance with Herr Schultz, a mild-mannered Jewish fruit seller. Tickets are $15 or $10 for Duke students. Their number is 919-684-4444. That's 919-684-4444. Playmakers has Dairyland on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. It's written by Heidi Armbruster, directed by Vivian Benesch. This is a world premiere comedy. Sometimes you really put your foot in it. Raw from an office romance, stinging from a journalistic rivalry, and exhausted by a never-ending series of baby showers, Allie, a food writer in New York City, never expected to find herself on the wrong side of an epic food fight. When she escapes to her father's dairy farm in Wisconsin, she meets a cow named Patches, who promises to show her the way home. Due to casual use of coarse language, Playmakers encourages all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. Tickets on the night in question are $15. The number to call is 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Durham 150 closing ceremony at the Durham Performing Arts Center on November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. celebrating Durham and 150 years of innovation. Durham's sesquicentennial, a year-long celebration of the city of Durham's 150th anniversary of incorporation in 2019, encourages Durhamites and visitors to explore themes of history and education, innovation and entrepreneurship, social equity and robust democracy, as well as arts and leisure. The year of celebration is supported by the City of Durham, Discover Durham, the Museum of Durham History, as well as generous contributions of Durham residents, businesses, and organizations. The Durham 150 closing ceremony, presented by Duke University and Duke Health, will take place on Saturday, November 2nd, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at DPAC. This will be a culminating event of Durham 150 and will explore the history of Durham through narration, video, live performance, and music. Also at the DPAC, early November, is A Bronx Tale, on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. The AM New York says this is Jersey Boys meets West Side Story. 3 years ago, Academy Award nominee Chaz Pullman Terry teamed up with Academy Award winner Robert De Niro, Tony Award winner Jerry Zaks, and Tony Award winner Sergio Trujillo to create this streetwise musical based on Pullman Terry's true life story. A Bronx Tale, Broadway's hit crowd pleaser, takes you to the stoops of the Bronx in the 1960s, where a young man is caught between the father he loves and the mob boss he'd love to be. Bursting with high-energy dance numbers and original doo-wop tunes from Academy and Tony Award winner Alan Menken and Tony Award nominee Glenn Slater, A Bronx Tale is an unforgettable story of loyalty and family. The New York Times hails A Bronx Tale as a critic's pick, the kind of tale that makes you laugh and cry. Seats start at $31, and you can make reservations by calling 919-688-3722. That's 919-688-3722. Don't forget that later on in November, Playmakers will be offering Ragtime with their audio description on Tuesday, December 26th at 7:30 p.m. Jumping over to the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, Triad Stage offers Dracula on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. It's by Bram Stoker, with a stage adaptation by Preston Lane. Bring the garlic and a silver steak, but leave your disbelief at home. A blood-sucking stranger appears in London and has citizens locking their doors and praying for dawn. Join the fight against the darkness that strikes even the purest of hearts. From the artistic director tells us, I love a good scare. There's nothing as thrilling to me as when I'm part of an audience so completely drawn in by a play, we believe the danger on stage is 100% real. Dracula scares us. It is filled with chills and thrills. But it also gets under your skin. The vampire's evil infects everyone who comes in contact with it, even those determined to destroy it. The story haunts you long after it's over, and that's what makes it really terrifying. Tickets start at $15, and you can make reservations by calling 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. Don't forget that Triad Stage will also have A Christmas Carol on Sunday, December 15th at 2 p.m. And thereafter, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, on Saturday, December 21st at 2 p.m. And now for a closer look of some of the new movies. Joker is rated R for strong bloody violence. It runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. Forever Alone in a Crowd, failed comedian Arthur Fleck, played by Joaquin Phoenix, seeks connection as he walks the streets of Gotham City. Arthur wears two masks, the one he paints for his day job as a clown, and the guise he projects in a futile attempt to feel like he's part of the world around him. Isolated, bullied, and disregarded by society, Fleck begins a slow descent into madness as he transforms into the criminal mastermind known as the Joker. This also stars Robert De Niro, and it's a suspense thriller with Zazie Beetz, Shea Whigham, Bill Camp, Brett Cullen, Douglas Hodge, Francis Conroy, Glenn Fleshler, Josh Paris, and Mark Maron, and the director is Todd Phillips. Abominable is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 37 minutes. After discovering a Yeti on the roof of her apartment building, teenage Yai and her two friends embark on an epic quest to reunite the magical creature with his family. But to do so, they must stay one step ahead of a wealthy financier and a determined zoologist who want to capture the beast for their own gain. This is an animated action-adventure, and the cast includes Sarah Paulson, Chloe Bennett, Albert Tsai, Tenzing Norgay, Trainer, Eddie Izzard, Michelle Wong, and Tsai Chin, and this is directed by the team of Jill Colton and Todd Wilderman. And Judy, rated PG-13, runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. 30 years after starring in The Wizard of Oz, beloved actress and singer Judy Garland, played by Renee Zellweger, arrives in London to perform sold-out shows at the Talk of the Town nightclub. While there, she reminisces with friends and fans and begins a whirlwind romance with musician Mickey Deans, her soon-to-be fifth husband. This is a drama, music-slash-performing arts film. In addition to Renee Zellweger, we've got Rufus Sewell, Jesse Buckley, Finn Wittrock, and Michael Gambon. And this is directed by Rupert Gould. And we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it and hopefully garnered some useful information. I'm Kurt Benrood, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available in podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. Hopefully, we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.